Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm joined today by Kathy Scott, who is the president of the South Brevard chapter for SHRM, which is the Society for Human Resources Management. Kathy, for over 16 years now at New Leaf, we focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. And I just wondered, from your experience, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, Kathy, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Kathy, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Well, Paul, thank you so much for the opportunity to talk today. And again, I'm Kathy Scott. I am the president of South Brevard SHRM. SHRM is the voice of all things work, workers, and the workplace, and is the foremost expert, convener, and thought leader on issues impacting today's evolving workplaces. As a local chapter of SHRM, our purpose is to connect, educate, and empower our community by promoting the advancement of HR management and best practices. So our nearly 130 members represent about 100 organizations here in Brevard County and over a broad range of industries. So there's a great opportunity to learn with and from each other at our monthly meetings, our community impact events, and our annual conference. And so in response to the question, I would say, you know, there's four things that I ask people to think about. So first, any statement that starts with because we've always done this or this is how we do it, that should be an automatic trigger for a process review. So many things have changed in the past 3 years that if you haven't looked at how you're getting things done, you're probably missing a chance to do things in a better, faster, stronger way. Remember, the goal here is to make things more effective and efficient for the people involved. So be sure that your process review is conducted as an opportunity to make improvements in the process, not an evaluation of individual performance. I always start with the idea that nobody wants to do a bad job. And while you might find that somebody's actions are causing a problem, remember, they may have been poorly trained, they may misunderstand the task, or there may be other factors you aren't aware of. So don't let your process review turn into a blame session that alienates people. Stay focused on the overall process, all the steps, all the participants, and the fact that everyone who participates in a process has a role in making it better. The second thing I would ask people to think about is taking the time to really discover the root cause of things. It is so easy to get wrapped up in an issue and want to push for a quick fix, but you really have to understand what you're solving for before you can craft any response. So talk to as many people as you can about what's happening. Use tools like five whys, fishbone diagrams, and make sure you're addressing the true problem before you start considering potential solutions. And while you might need to take some really fast action in response to a problem, don't consider that the long-term answer. Be sure you do take the time to really understand what's happening, what the issue is, and find the right solution so you don't have to fix the same problem over and over again. The third thing to think about is don't be afraid to try. There are always risks and reward on return on investment considerations, and you have to be realistic about the best and worst case scenarios for whatever it is you're attempting, whether it's a work project or a volunteer opportunity. If you can give something a try, do it, do it. Trying gives you a chance to stretch yourself in a different direction. And if things go well, then great. But if they don't, then remember nothing is wasted. Make sure you learn from what happened and leverage that learning in both the recovery and your next attempt. And I also want to put in a special word for trying something again, even if it didn't work in the past. A past failure doesn't mean you shouldn't ever try that again. If it was a good idea then, it might still be a good idea. So take a look at why it didn't work, what's different now, and perhaps give it another chance. And then finally, no matter what your role is in a group, play your part in creating an environment that supports the things I've talked about. None of this is for leaders only. we should all be open to change and see it as an opportunity rather than a threat. We should all build our emotional intelligence so that we can be our best selves in good times and bad. And being able to manage our own feelings helps us understand and respond to the feelings of others in a way that will ultimately create the strong, trusting team we all want to be part of.
Well, Kathy, thanks ever so much for your very pragmatic, very clear response to that question. And on behalf of everyone who watches these, I just want to say a big thank you for your insights, and also a big thank you for what you do over at SHRM to help people and organisations be their best. And before we sign off, just a reminder for our viewers and subscribers to always keep an eye on the events page of our website for the complimentary professional development webinars that we offer on a regular basis. Kathy, you're over in Florida. I'm over in California. Could I offer you a virtual high five?
Absolutely.
Thanks ever so much, Kathy, for your time.
You are welcome. Thanks for the opportunity.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode. And we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.